This is Black Metal Steve for Metalheads Rebel and Metal Couchcast. Destroy something. We had the honor and pleasure to interview one of the most profound members of Morbid Angel, Steve Tuckle. We get into the nitty-gritty about the new album Kingdom Disdain and talk what it's like to be in the legendary death metal band. Enjoy.
Hello?
Hello, Steve. This is Steve from Metalheads Forever. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
Can't complain. Thank you so much for letting us do the interview, by the way. It just means a lot to us.
Not a problem, bro.
So tell us a little bit about, it's been almost over a year now since you guys released Kingdom of Disdain. And a lot of the fans just adore the album. Like, everyone just loves it to death. Pun intended. So what, can you give us a little background, like, when did the whole idea of the album came to being? Like, what made you guys want to do another album?
You know, when I'd left Morbid Angel, it was never really, like, necessarily on bad terms with Trey or with anyone else. It was just that sort of other things in life had kind of pulled me away, man. I just had shit I had to take care of, you know? So I guess when Trey decided, you know, he wanted the next album for Morbid Angel to be, you know, pretty heavy, more, you know, he wanted to go back sort of towards, you know, a more aggressive, extreme death metal. And I think that's why he called me up, man. You know, he called me up and asked if, you know, I'd be interested. We had some mutual friends sort of put us together. And he said, hey, man, you want to make another album? And, dude, you know, with Trey, it's always, you know, what the hell is this guy going to come up with next? I mean, it's almost like, man, I'd say, you know, it's like a murder mystery or something, dude, where you get sucked in. It's like, of course I want to do another album. I want to see what kind of shit Trey comes up with, you know.
That's pretty awesome, dude. Yeah. Also, the name Morbid Angel itself is a name that people cannot take lightly. It's one of the best death metal bands from the Florida scene. And, like, how do you think what keeps the band, like, the energy going to make albums? Like, you're one of the few legendary death metal bands that are still kicking it and still showing that the old school can kick the new school's ass.
I mean, because it's really everyone's life, man. It's not, you know, it's not like a part-time thing, you know, it's everyone's life. Everyone sort of has other things in life, but the main thing that they really, you know, have is Morbid Angel. I mean, you know, Morbid Angel is a band that I think there's always been a ideology behind it. It's just not music. You know what I mean? It's more, it's about spirituality and about, you know, oneself. It's not just about, oh, that's an awesome riff, but there are awesome riffs. There are catchy riffs and stuff, but it's definitely, you know, a much deeper band. And I think that in itself, you know, it's because that's a mentality and everyone has that mentality that's involved in Morbid Angel. And I think that that's really what keeps it going, man.
Definitely, because like you said, like, Morbid Angel is one of the few bands that no one can touch, because, dude, like, you guys live for this stuff. Like, you guys are, like, one of the best leading death metal bands that many people gain inspiration from. Like every time some new death metal band comes out, at least 50% of the time, they go and mention Morbid Angel as one of the biggest influences of all time. And we still see those influences in a lot of modern bands today. Would you say that how important do you think Morbid Angel has in the death metal scene since the inception of the band?
I think Morbid's probably, you know, definitely one of the most important bands. I think that Morbid, you know, was sort of a front runner, and there were other people that followed. There was a lot of imitators, man. There's been a lot of bands that have ripped off little elements of Morbid Angel and done their own thing. You know, there were other bands too, man. You know, like, I mean, Cannibal was doing their own thing and, you know, kicking ass. And I mean, there's a, you know, but it's originality, dude. I think that, I think with Morbid, dude, like I said, it's a mentality, dude. You know, when you're talking about what you believe in, it really kind of, it just makes it something special to people, man. And I think that it you know, it's deep, and that really keeps people interested, dude.
Most definitely. I can agree. Like, you, like, the originality of Morbid Angel, like you said, has been trying to be imitated by a lot of other bands, but you guys are always raw, you always have the best energy, and people try to touch on that, but, like, Morbid Angel is one of the bands that you cannot imitate. Even if you have all the riffs memorized, Morbid Angel is the band that people want to be in the death metal scene today. Would you say since the inception of Kingdom Sustain, like what you say like is one of the best like I guess welcome comeback albums, I guess you can say, for the band since the previous release?
Man, I mean, I think it's done really good. I think it's you know, much more what fans wanted from Morbid Angel, what fans hope to get out of Morbid Angel, you know. It's definitely a heavy album, man. It's intense and it's really kind of hateful, you know. So I think that, you know, that those are elements of Morbid Angel always, and I think people really, they were really hungry for that, and this album touched on that, you know.
Definitely, and I see you guys are actually doing the Decibel magazine tour, is that correct?
Yeah, man, it's something I'm extremely stoked about. We're doing it with Cannibal Corpse, man, and it's, you know, this is a tour that's waited 30 years to happen. I mean, we've never got to tour with Cannibal in the States. Morbid did tour at one point with Cannibal for a short run in Europe, but it's never happened in the United States, so it's gonna be a lot of fun. We're all friends, man, you know, all respect each other, and I love that band. I know they all love Morbid, so it's, you know, it's gonna be a great tour, dude.
It does. It seems like this tour is actually more of a death metal one than previous tours they have. You got Immortalization on there as well.
It's definitely death metal. Blood Incantation's fucking sick as hell. I mean, this is a great tour. Decibel really kind of stepped up to the plate and put together a badass tour package, if you ask me. It's something that, if you know, as a fan, I would go see. Like last summer, you know, when Slayer was touring the States, I went to see that. I mean, it was something I wanted to see, Slayer and Behemoth and, you know, I mean, Testament and I think even Anthrax, not a band I necessarily like, but, you know, they're still good. So, I mean, that was something I didn't want to miss. And I think this Decibel tour is definitely something that I think most death metal fans don't want to miss it.
Definitely. And you did mention that you tour in Europe. And to your experience, what do you think why death metal is more well received in Europe compared to the United States?
I think it's really just about trends, man. I think, you know, America has for many years now really just been about what's the hottest trend. And when there's a trend, everyone jumps on it and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, in Europe, they're much more, they embrace much more tradition than just trends. They also have trends. They also follow trends and have fashion and such, but they just really also embrace the idea of history, you know, and legacy. In the United States, people don't really give a shit what you've done. They just want to know what you're doing right now, you know?
Definitely, that's true. It does seem like a lot of bands, like America, just care about like what's trending. Like, we've seen that with a lot of scenes that, because they were trending at one point, America was trying to snatch up as many bands as possible during the death metal era of like the 80s and early 90s. But Morbid Angel, though, was so lucky to the white management to keep everything original. So you guys must feel pretty awesome knowing that your legacy is kept safe and not having been like tainted over the years due to the trends that's been going on in the metal community.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that comes though with being, you know, original, with not really following trends, not really caring about trends. You know, Morbid's a band that's, you know, really about originality, man, and that I think that separates you from others, you know.
And with Morbid Angel, do you guys believe that there's gonna be a couple more albums on the way? Because the fans are just like excited from Kingdom Disdain. They just loved it to death, and they believe me, the fans are definitely thirsty for more on Morbid.
I mean, I think we'll do more. I think there's definitely more music to come. You know, everybody's very passionate still about the band, so I mean, we'll definitely. I can't really say how soon it'll be, but I think it'll happen soon.
And with death metal being an underground genre, but Morbid being one of the few bands that actually was able to bring some attention to the genre itself, how do you feel like death metal is as state as it is right now as a genre? Do you feel like it's stronger than ever, or is it starting to go back to the underground where it belongs?
Man, I really don't know if there really is an underground anymore. I really don't, you know, with because of things like because of the internet, because of file sharing, because of YouTube, things like that. I don't know if there really truly is an underground anymore. I think that a lot more people are exposed to death metal now than they ever were. I don't know if there's more fans. I don't know if it's better than it ever was. I don't know if the music's better than it ever was. I know that a lot of the older bands, you know, man, they make and still make incredible music, man. So there's some good young bands as well that do good, but I really don't know if it's bigger now or if it's just everything is much more exposed now. Really, it's hard to really tell because now, I mean, it's so easy. If I want to look up any band, I just get on YouTube and I look them up and I can find something on the band usually,
There's you make a really good point. A lot of our listeners probably, we all like to think that heavy metal and death metal especially is like one of the most underground genres on the planet. But it just seems like, like you say with the internet and all that, it seems like it kind of shrinks down the world to like a to the size of your thumb kinda deal, doesn't it?
Yeah, by underground, I just think that means that it's music that there's only a limited amount of people that really, really like that music. What underground used to mean was that people hadn't got to hear you yet. It used to mean that you were like this hidden secret that was coming up. Like I remember, Slayer, Haunting the Chapel time. At that time, dude, they were underground, man. They were playing clubs and it was sweaty and nasty. They weren't huge yet. So, that was like the underground. In order to get a Slayer album back then, you really had to work. You had to go to a independent music store. You had to find whatever you could find, dude. And now, like I said, you have instant access to any music in the world. So I don't know that the underground is now what it used to be.
Definitely. And one more question, because I know you're going to be a really busy guy today. I bet. Oh, since you guys grew up like in Florida and all that, being one of the centers of death metal, especially in the United States, do you feel like Florida itself has like its own like flavor that adds to the death metal sound that Morbid possesses?
Yeah, I do. Trey's, from Florida, grew up in Florida, always around the swamps, always around the sounds, things like that. And I think when you hear a song like Nothing Is Not, or you hear a song like Where the Slime Lives, or God of Emptiness or something, yeah, man, a lot of that heavy darkness comes from, I think, the swamps of Florida. I think you also hear that in bands like Obituary, man. That nasty, heavy, doomy Florida nastiness is there with them as well. You hear it in Malevolent Creation. I mean, there's a lot of bands that you hear it, but I definitely think that the atmosphere, the vibe, the feeling, the creepiness of Florida, man. In wintertime, Florida almost every night gets really foggy if you're around wetlands, and it's pretty creepy, dude, with the Spanish moss and the fog and everything and the sounds. It can be pretty intense, and I think that a lot of that has fed into the imagination of not just Morbid Angel, but a lot of musicians from Florida.
That's awesome. That does paint a good picture for our fans who have never been to Florida, because like the Norwegians had their atmosphere, and it seems like the environment does help shape the bands that come, that especially death metal in Florida. So that's pretty awesome that you gave that insight to our fans. I really do appreciate this, Steve. You are one heck of an awesome dude.
I appreciate that.
No problem, Mom. Thank you so much for letting us do this interview. I'm gonna make sure I give you some breaks in between the interviews and all that. For listeners out there, make sure you go check out Morbid Angel on the Decibel Tour. It's gonna be the most bombastic death metal tour you can possibly imagine. You have a good one, Steve.
Yeah, you too, man. I'll see you there, brother.
See you there. Hello, everyone.